The number of children living in poverty in BC increased by nearly 10,000 between 2020 and 2021, a new report has found. First Call Child and Youth Advocacy Society released its latest annual poverty report card on Monday, February 26, revealing the first jump in child poverty rates in the province in a decade. In 2021, 14.3% of children lived in poor households, amounting to 126,120 kids aged 0 to 17. It's an overall decrease from every year the report card has been completed up until 2019, but a 1% increase over 2020. Monday's report card pointed to inadequate incomes and the soaring costs of food and housing as the main drivers of the sudden jump. The cost to so many children and youth growing up in poverty is simply too high for our society to bear, the society's executive director, Adrian Montani, said in a statement. She noted that certain families are more likely to be impacted by poverty than others. The children of lone parent families, for instance, had a 40.4% poverty rate, nearly three times higher than the overall rate. The report found most lone parent homes were female-led and that they faced numerous barriers, such as pay inequity, low wages and a lack of affordable childcare. Read also, pandemic benefits pushed down BC's child poverty rate in 2020. Advocacy group. Poverty rates were also higher among non-white families. For children living on the 67 First Nations reserves included in the report, 31% were experiencing poverty in 2021. Arab, Korean, West Asian, Chinese, Southeast Asian and Black children were all also more likely to live in poverty than non-racialized kids. The only racialized children less likely on average to experience poverty were those from Japanese, South Asian and Filipino families, according to the report. Recent immigrant children were also at a higher risk of poverty than the average BC child, with 21% living in poverty in 2021. The report further pointed to where a child lives as an indicator of their poverty risk level. In 2021, 18.7% of children in rural BC lived in poverty, more than 4% higher than the average. The districts with the highest rates included Mount Waddington Regional District, Central Coast Regional District, Skeena Queen Charlotte Regional District and Alberni Clayoquot Regional District. The lowest regional rate was in the East Kootenays, where 11.7% of children lived in poverty. Compared to the rest of Canada, BC is faring better. The average child poverty rate nationwide in 2021 was 15.6%. The only regions with lower rates than BC were Quebec at 11.3% and the Yukon at 10.3%. The highest rates were recorded in Nunavut at 35.8%, Saskatchewan at 24.2% and Manitoba at 24%. The report found one factor more present in BC than the rest of Canada was the level of income disparity. In 2021, BC families in the highest income decile made 25 times more than families in the lowest decile. This was significantly higher than the Canadian average ratio of 16 times. Monday's report made 25 recommendations to address this gap and child poverty overall. Among them are calls to increase the minimum wage to $20 per hour by 2026, raise income and disability assistance rates, make parental leave benefits universal, better address inequities in Indigenous communities, scale up affordable rental housing, provide free public transit for children aged 13 to 18 and low-income people, and introduce universal coverage for prescriptions, dental care and eye care. The report further calls for BC to index its family benefit, so it rises in line with inflation. Asked about the recommendations on Monday, Minister of Social Development and Poverty Reduction Sheila Malcolmson didn't commit to implementing any of them, but said BC's new poverty reduction strategy will touch on some of the same issues. That legislation is set to be tabled this spring. Read also, BC Budget 2024. One-off affordability boost for families, small cut to hydro costs.